The Beyond Shakespeare podcast is supported by our patrons. To become a patron, go to www.patreon.com/beyondshakespeare and help decide what we do next. Beyond Shakespeare presents Fragments. Interludium de Clerico et Puella, or The Student and the Girl. Good title. This interludium is only two scenes long as it survives, but is really, really important for a number of reasons. One, it's a really early survival, dated somewhere around the turn of the 14th century, anywhere from 1290 to 1335. So it's earlier than almost any other text, barring the Cambridge prologue and some tropes and other debatable others. It's also important because it's a secular play. Enough already with the never-ending God plays, here's one of the few scraps that show us that other material was being performed. And finally, it's important because it's not the first time we see this story in action. It's a variation on what seems to be quite a popular story. Unrequited love and how to deal with it. It's probably based on, or comes from the same tradition, as an earlier work called Dame Cerith, which I'm not going to go into here, because I want you to listen to this fresh. All I need to say is that the opening of Dame Cerith is very similar to this play, and is similarly designed as a performed text, albeit Dame Cerith has a narrator cueing in other characters. This, however, is a straight-up play. There are two scenes. Scene 1. A student, a clerico, visits the house of a girl called Malkin, and having ascertained that Mum and Dad aren't at home, makes with the wooing.
"Well, were such a man to life, that such a maid might have to wife!"
And that's the extent of his wooing. That's it. Two lines of the wooing, and it seems like he dives straight in there. She rejects him, not surprising, not even a box of chocolates. She rejects him, and his despair includes possibly my favourite line in drama.
"I love thee more than my life. Thou hates me more than goat does knife."
Coffee mugs and t-shirt coming soon. Scene 2. Having been rejected, he goes to Mother Heloise. Eloise, perhaps? Elwis? Who knows, and asks her to help him change Malkin's mind. But Mom Elwis protests that she is an honest, good, pious woman and couldn't possibly consider, and there the fragment ends. It's probable that after this long speech she relents, and through her cunning finds a way to make his dreams come true, probably riding roughshod over the concept of consent along the way. I'm not, as I said, going to relate the ending from Dame Cerith here, because there are differences between the two, and it's fun for you to think how Mom Elwis might turn Malkin's love around. Probably fairly swiftly. This can't be a long play. It moves through action at a fair old rate, for its 80-odd surviving lines, and perhaps this script acted as more of a template around which additional dialogue and action occurred, though it's perfectly actable as it is writ. That said, it is 700-odd years old, so I've made a number of compromises in my performance text to make it work, some more successful than others. We recorded the surviving dialogue between regular sessions this year and have put together this short presentation of The Student and the Girl.
"Damsel, rest well."
"Sir, welcome, by St. Michael."
"Where is thy sire? Where is thy dame?"
"By God, is neither here at hame."
"Well, were such a man to life, that such a maid might have to wife."
"Do way, by Christ and Leonard. No will I love a clerk, Failard, nor keep I harbouring clerk in house nor if floor, but is our sly without in door. Go forth thy way, good sire, for here hast thou lost all thy hire."
"No, no, by Christ and by St. John. In all this land, ne wis I none maiden that I love more than thee. If me might ever, the better be. For thee I sorrow night and day. I may say, hey, well away, I love thee more than my life. Thou hates me more than goat does knife. That is aught for my's guilt. Certes, for thy love am I spilt. Ah, sweet maiden, rue of me, that is thy love, and aye shall be, for the love of the mother of heaven. Thou mend thy mood, and hear my steven.
By Christ of heaven and St. John, clerk of school need keep I none. For many good women have they done shame. By Christ, thou might have been at hame.
Since it neither gat may be, Jesu Christ, beseech I thee, and send new lick but therein, that I be least of all my pine.
Go now, truant, go now, go, for mickle you canst of sorrow and woe.
Well away, well away. Oh, oh. Gotti bliss, Mome Elwis.
Shan, welcome by San Dennis.
I am coming to thee, Mome. Thou heal me not? Thou say me soon. I am a clerk that haunts school. I live my life with mickle dole. Me were liefer to be dead than lead the life that I lead. For a maiden, white and sheen, fairer through land have I none seen. Yo, that maiden, Malkin, I ween. Now thou wost whom I mean. She wonneth at the town's end, that sweet life so fair and hend. But if you will her mood amend, truly Christ my death me send. Men kend me hither withouten fail, to have thy help and thy counsel. Therefore am I come in here, that thou shalt be my errand bear, to make me and that maiden saked, and I shall give thee of my naked, so that ever, all thy life, shalt you be the better wife. So help me Christ, and I may speed, rich shalt you have thy meed.
Ah, son, what sayest you, Benedicite? Lift up thy hand and bless thee. For it is both sin and shame that thou on me have laid this blame. For I am an old queen and a lame. I leave my life with God's love. With my rod I me feed. Can I do none other deed but my paternoster and my creed? To say Christ for misdeed and mine Ave Mary. For my sins I am sorry, and my De Profundis, for all that in sin lies. For can I mean none other think, that what Christ of heaven kink? Jesu Christ of heaven high, give that they may hang high, and give that I may see that they be hanged on a tree, that this lie as lay it on me, for holy woman am I one.
In the Interludium de Clerico et Puella, or The Student and the Girl, the student was played by Andy Barrett, Malkin by Gillian Horgan, and Mome Elwis by Sarah Golding. The presenter was Robert Crichton. The Beyond Shakespeare podcast is supported by its patrons. Become a patron and you get to choose the plays we work on next. Go to www.patreon.com/beyondshakespeare.
God te bliss, Mome Elwis. God te bliss, Mome Elwis. Mommy, mommy, mom, mom Elwis. God te bless, Mom Elwis. God te bless, Mom Elwis. God te bliss, Mom Elwis. God te bliss. God te bliss, Mom Elwis.